JP, hope you're doing well. My voice hopefully sounds a lot better. It's not perfect, but it's definitely a lot better than it was. So, yeah. It's weird. Sometimes that happens with me and not with anyone else. Like, the whole family had the cold, yeah. Exact same cold. But with me, my voice was like, completely, like, gone in some mornings, but then it would always come back, like, enough for me to talk. Whereas some other people would just have it completely gone for a while. I don't know. Anyway, I didn't have a horrible cough, which is good. I mean, I did, but it wasn't bad. I've had it a lot worse. Like, when I was younger, I used to have cough that lasts for weeks, or maybe even months. Tickly and chesty and everything. Everything a cough could include, I would get. But now it's a bit better. Not perfect, of course, but better. And it's really tempted me to get a flu jab. Seriously tempted me to get it. This cold is really just, I really want to get it. But then at the same time, how bad they are, like, the effects of flu jab and stuff. Like, I've heard stories of, like, you know, people getting the really worst, like, as soon as the flu jab wears off, they get the worst flus, and they can't get out of bed for, like, weeks or a week. Okay, the most I've heard is, like, about a week or a bit more. Like, even after the flu, they were so tired and fatigued and stuff. And, yeah, just woken up and eating breakfast and just chilling in bed. I was going to watch a movie, but I don't know. I might read a bit or something first. Because yesterday I found Chocolat on Netflix. Because I'm on Netflix. I love Netflix. I don't have the money for it. But anyway, hopefully, it'll be fine. And I'll get some money in and it'll be okay. I don't have to worry about that because my bank balance is not great at the moment. But hopefully it'll get better. After this month, I really do hope so. Anyway, though, I'm going to stop talking about money. So, yeah, I'm in the middle of reading Princess for Mortis to Cry by Jean Sasson. And I'm basically almost to the end, and I can't bring myself to read the end because the last chapter is obviously the most horrible chapter because the princess was like, I don't want to be dwelling on this. This is the inevitable thing where she's basically in love with her children and her grandchildren, so she finds it really hard to be writing about stuff like that as well. But she was obviously thought it best to include it. But anyway, I'm really just putting it off. Like, I can't, I love kids, like, just can't think of them being hurt in any way, neglected or whatever. Speaking of neglected children, I was watching Breaking Bad. Oh my god, I've literally gone on a crazy, like, Breaking Bad session, but I'm having breaks in between, unlike a lot of people. And I'm on, like, nearly the end of season 2, basically. Basically, I'm about to start season 3, and the episode before the last one is basically one of the main characters. He goes into, like, this house, and, like, he saves this little child. I'm not even going to say any more than that, but he saves this kid, and I love that because it's so unexpected for his nature, for his kind of personality, his, what he's going through, as well as what his hobbies are. So, yeah, I'm going to be going to visit the doctor. The one who knows about my genetic makeup. And I'll be talking to her. And I'm going to bring my person. Her name's Dahlia. And she's doing my teaching assistant. And then we became really close, like good friends, as well as her helping me out in uni. But more friends, I suppose, because we share a lot of stuff. And she's so nice. And, I mean, I remember when we were younger, I was telling my friend on the phone how horrible we were, like, me and my friends, because my other assistant who left was amazing. I have her on Facebook, you know, the other one, the old one. And, we caused so much havoc for Dahlia because, I don't know, we were just evil children, to be honest. We weren't great kids. And we made up really weird rumours about the woman and just, I don't know, like, I mean, it wasn't all my idea because I had a bad influence around me, but I also was a bit rebellious, a bit hormonal, I suppose. I'd only, like, I'd started my period that year, so I was, like, acting up, I suppose. I'd have the stupidest arguments with her, stupid arguments, and she's as stubborn as I am. But I guess our personalities are really similar, like, in not in a lot of ways, but in a lot of ways they are. That after a while, we just clicked completely. Like, we didn't have any arguments ever again. I better say that because I don't want to have arguments with her because I might be travelling with her some places, and I'd really, you know, yeah. It's weird though because when we did click, it was complete click. We didn't. I think later on we did have a few little hiccups, little arguments, but they were always sorted out. And as soon as they were done, it would be like nothing happened, basically. It would be so nice. And now we're both, like, I'm 28, she's 35. It's like the age gap is kind of lessening in a way, because I'm 20 and I'll be 21 next year. So, do you know what I mean? Like, it's lessening. She knew me since I was, like, 12, and that makes sense, because I was a little stupid kid then. So, yeah, she's coming, and I hope they don't mind that, because she's a non-family member, and they did, like, looking at my family, basically, and they're really confidential, blah, 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 you know how these scientists are. So hopefully it'll be good, and then, oh my gosh, then they're going to show me this really cool... These other people are going to come in and they do 3D printing of, like, different viruses and bacteria and how they would feel like in terms of how the shape of them and stuff like that. I found that really cool. So I was like, definitely, because they were like, oh, would you want them to come? Because, you know, they'd love your feedback because they're going to be doing, like, a workshop for visually impaired people. And I thought, wow, why not, dude? Like, I'm actually into science, I just never thought it would be a future for me, that's all. And I'd always get A's and B's in science, so, like, it wasn't like I didn't... I loved science, actually. I really did. Especially certain kinds. But the fact that I got an A in chemistry with a teacher's help is a big thing, because I used to hate chemistry, but... Yeah, I think the worst one for me was physics. Because chemistry, as I say, I used to hate it, but I began to understand it a bit more. And I can understand why people love it so much, only because when you get it, it's so nice. And I can also understand maths. I don't like maths. I've never loved maths. Never. At least with science, I actually do really, really find it fascinating and interesting. And I can understand why someone would like it, but maths, no way. But then I can understand, if you understand it, you love it, right? If you can call... tease out the problems, then you love it. Anyway, I better go now. The boo's nearly finishing. Hope you're doing well. Hope you have a lovely day today. Bye.